Americans are divided on the causes of poverty, according to a new poll conducted by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. The poll found that most Americans, when given a list to choose from, picked the shortage of good-paying jobs and the quality of schools among the causes of poverty. But one group of Americans, those living below the federal poverty line, were twice as likely as people living above the poverty line to name drug abuse the number one cause. From New Orleans, Louisiana, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
At the corner of Bourbon and Conti Streets in the French Quarter, every day is another excuse for a party. Above the roiling sounds of visitors being gently separated from their disposable income, the neon sign on the Royal Sonesta Hotel sums things up in a single word, desire. This exotic slice of the city thrives on the desire to escape the daily routine by way of music, art, alcohol, or sex. Desire is also the name of a housing project in New Orleans' 9th Ward. Johnny Mae Tasker lived there from 1956 to 1971, rearing 6 children as a single mother. In her own small but comfortable house a few blocks away, Tasker considers the question of whether drug abuse causes poverty. She doesn't consider this an abstract question. Poverty was the defining force in her life back then, and the number one reminder of why she wanted to leave the project was the drug trade that seemed to confront her every day.
But poverty, I was in it. Project got with the drugs because it started coming in the project. I was working for Arlene Parish School Board. I'd come home at night, I couldn't get in my house because they're all in the hallway. So I had my children in there. And I said to myself, I'm going to have to get out.
The people who conducted the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School survey said that although a relationship between drugs and poverty has been recognized for a long time, they'd never before come across a survey showing that so many very poor people see drugs as the primary cause of poverty. Most higher-income respondents also thought drugs were a major cause, but they were much more likely to put poor-quality public schools or a decline in moral values, not drugs, as the number one cause. Moses Carl knows that drugs can affect even those who have nothing to do with them. Carl turns off his television, tuned to a Western movie, as he says drugs are definitely out there, on the street corners and in the bar rooms, but he keeps his head down and minds his own business, in the process all but eliminating social interactions from his life.
If you were going to give me $1,000 to tell you the name of some of those people that in this block, I couldn't do it. When I get in that car out there, I go where I'm supposed to be going at, and that's it. And when I come back, I got me a cowboy station on there, and I look at cowboys all day and almost half of the night.
But for some people, shutting out the effects of the drug trade isn't an option. Charles McCann has been delivering mail in the 9th Ward for 17 years. Day in and day out, he travels these streets, and he carries 17 years of memories around with him. A bitter pool that wells up at the slightest prompting as he sits there, his truck idling outside Moses Carl's house.
What I've seen, I done seen them born, I done seen them die, seen them get killed right there on the corner in broad daylight. Much too young, and not even out of school. But the drugs done took over. Mom and daddy on drugs, so I guess they don't know no different. It's got to stop somewhere.
A common thread among the stories of the 9th Ward residents was the high visibility of the drug trade in their community. It wasn't always that way. The Desire neighborhood has long been poor, but it was once a very popular place to live, attracting families from other parts of the city. Then, says resident Annie Falls, the drug problem began to grow and things grew worse.
There are a few changes which took place when some of the older people died out. It isn't good. It isn't good at all. It isn't good at all. You know, but you know it. You can see by the activity. Drug use does cause the deterioration of the neighborhood.
Joel Devine, professor of sociology at Tulane University, says the poor see the effects of drug use every day in the form of robberies, violence, and arrested friends and family members. In his work in poor neighborhoods, Devine has also found that while a community can appear impoverished in general, there are clear distinctions the residents draw among themselves, and drug use is one of those distinctions. He says one family may view their addicted neighbors as much worse off, as truly impoverished, even though in terms of annual income they're essentially the same. He calls it the poor adopting the same attitude taken by some middle-class Americans, that there are two kinds of poor, the deserving and the undeserving.
There are people who are poor in an economic sense, but who are very solid working class, middle class in terms of their attitudes, purposes, goals, mobility. They're very mainstream. I mean, this idea that the poor are basically different doesn't hold except by their income level. So in that sense, poverty becomes or the term itself, I think, largely functions as a distinction between the respectable people versus the less respectable.
When asked what can be done to deal with the problems surrounding drugs and poverty, Ninth Ward resident Annie Falls says she wants to make one thing clear. She does think drugs lead to the degradation of neighborhoods. But after years of reporting possible drug offenses to the police, she's come to believe that there's a heavy emphasis on arresting relatively low-level dealers, and she doesn't see that making things any better.
They continue to enlarge the jails instead of enlarging rehab places to help these people take their lives back. I think that's very unfair. Drugs is prevalent in the poor community. But if you remove what you think is the source, there's someone else who just takes that spot. That's not the main source.
Sociologist Joel Devine says describing the problems drugs cause in poor neighborhoods is the easy part. What's hard is fixing them, because what that would entail, in his view, is an expensive new commitment to alleviate poverty that voters and policymakers have been unwilling to make.
In some respects, you'd have to say, perhaps as a nation, we show a certain real stupidity, in as much as the answer has been pretty obvious for a very long time, and yet we haven't done anything to address it. And of course, it isn't that we're that stupid. It's that we don't have the political will or the desire to do that, to provide adequate schools, adequate opportunities for the poor.
In the end, the sociologist and the residents of the Ninth Ward agree on one thing. This city, so different from anywhere else in so many ways, is much the same as the rest of the country when it comes to grappling with poverty and helping those who live in it. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, New Orleans.
The complete results of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll on poverty in America can be found at the NPR website, www.npr.org. You can even take the poll yourself and compare your answers with those of the rest of the country.